Trading Room on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Stocks rally on reports of a bank rescue and hope for a smaller rate hike from the Fed.
Most economists expect another interest rate increase next week, a smaller size this time, just 25 basis points. And that move would have been even bigger if not for the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, which has shaken global markets and fears that other banks might go down. And that does include First Republic Bank, downgraded to junk status by ratings agency Standard & Poor's, losing over 60% of its market value since the SVB crisis. But they did get some relief today with a group of America's biggest banks, that includes JP Morgan, Bank of America, reportedly getting together to deposit $25 to $30 billion into First Republic to shore up their cash reserves.
Fox Business's Susan Lee. The White House keeping close watch on TikTok, which says the Biden administration is threatening a ban if the app's Chinese owners don't divest their stakes.
While the White House has not come down firmly on whether TikTok should be banned, it is behind the Restrict Act, bipartisan legislation that would stop foreign governments from exploiting security through technology. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is watching.
We have concerns, as we have said many times before, about this particular software, software platforms. And so we take the national security very seriously.
Officials in China, where TikTok was developed, say the U.S. has no evidence the app and its software are threats.
Fox's Kernal Scott. Family members say video from a state mental hospital shows a black patient handcuffed and shackled, being pinned to the ground by deputies in Virginia. 10 people now face murder charges in the death of Irvo Otieno, including 7 sheriff's deputies. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Both the White House and lawyers for Hunter Biden are batting down a possible money trail from China to the Biden family.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer claims subpoenaed bank records show President Biden's daughter-in-law, Haley, received $35,000 over 2 transfers in 2017. Haley is Beau Biden's widow, was also in a relationship with Hunter Biden after Beau had died. Comer says just before those transfers, a Chinese energy firm wired a family Biden associate $3 million. Comer says soon after that, the associate, Rob Walker, sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to members of the Biden family.
Fox's Rich Edson. A White House spokesman calls Comer's claims a disgusting attack. Hunter Biden's legal team accuses the congressman of a baseless right-wing conspiracy. They say good faith seed money was received as part of a private business venture with a Chinese energy company. The madness begins for college basketball. Defending men's champ Kansas defeating Howard. Missouri beats Utah State for its first NCAA tournament win in 13 years. Maryland defeating West Virginia, and fourth-seeded Virginia falls to number 13, Furman. The final work of a legendary composer is heading off Broadway.
Stephen Sondheim's last musical, entitled Here We Are, based on 2 Spanish films, will hit the stage in September.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd.
Sondheim is best known for musicals such as Sweeney Todd and Company, as well as writing the lyrics for songs in West Side Story and Into the Woods. During his life, won 7 Tonys, including a Lifetime Achievement Award, an Oscar, and 8 Grammys before passing away in 2021. His last musical to be produced by him was 15 years ago. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Wall Street bounces back. The Dow up about 372 on the day. The Nasdaq gaining more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.